So another issue, looking back at this case retrospectively, and before we get on to what happened with this lady, is the issue of once she had the transplant, I don't know exactly when it occurred related to the Athira trial data, but is this someone, I'm curious how you approach the issue of post-transplant consolidation with bevedotin and whether she was considered for that or would be considered for that today.
That's a great question. So brentuximab vedotin was studied in the Athira trial as a consolidation therapy after autologous stem cell transplant. That data was released after I treated my patient, so there wasn't data to guide that at that time. I will say that had she been relapsing at a time when that data had been released as a positive study, then I would have treated her with brentuximab vedotin consolidation. That study specifically looked at high-risk patients, which is very important. Those patients relapsing in less than a year of their transplant or primary refractory disease. These are patients who, among relapsed Hodgkin lymphoma patients, have the lowest cure rate with standard therapy. So she's somebody where I would have. Now, a typical lower-risk relapsing patient, I wouldn't extrapolate the data beyond the high-risk population because that's who's been studied. It is important to note that the Athira trial had a progression-free but not an overall survival benefit, which almost certainly reflects the fact that there was crossover in the standard arm, and so those patients got brentuximab at the time of their relapse. But I think there's no question in a high-risk patient, it would be ideal to prevent recurrence in the first place. So if this patient were being treated by me today in relapsing quickly after ABVD, I would do salvage chemotherapy, autologous transplant, and then brentuximab vedotin consolidation.
And, you know, from what I've seen from those data and how people reacted to it, the two major high-risk features that globally seem to kick people into doing this is one, early relapse, which this lady had because it was 6 months, but also, I guess, extranodal disease. Did she have that?
This patient didn't have extranodal disease, but certainly those two, primary refractory, early relapse, and extranodal disease are the big factors.
What about disease burden? Do you consider that?
Typically don't. These are patients where the biology really drives response. And so somebody who's had a 2-year remission, even if they relapse with bulky disease, those patients have a very good success rate with cytoreductive therapy.